be in overtime again this year, and you know, adding more dates right now. So I know it's very inconvenient for the members, but I appreciate, you know, their dedication and to being here, because I think this is a very important issue. And I'm sure once it passes the Senate, I believe that we'll get it passed in the House as well. I wasn't sure what was going to happen, because I set it up yesterday because I wanted to keep them honest on what they were going, what they were doing yesterday. I met with Senator Jones, and I wasn't sure which way they were going to go. And I wanted to keep the pressure on them, because I really believe the only reason that we've gotten as far as we have is because people have been talking about it, you know, and putting pressure on it. Because otherwise, it would have, I think it would have died a slow death and been subject to a lot of the shenanigans of other bills. And this one certainly appeared that it was going to be subject to many of the shenanigans. And there still may be some more things that, might, you know, happen. But if they play it straight, which I believe they will now, the bill will pass the Senate. And then it'll be up to the House. And I believe the House will get it done. You know, not... Yeah, I mean, there's lots of ways. I mean, they could pass the bill, then the Senate might not send it over for 3 days. You know, and send it over on Sunday, so we don't have the time to do three. But that's why I want to make sure that, you know, everything is done right, and it appears that, that it will be now. I wasn't sure. I wanted to reserve the time to determine, just in case. In case we needed to beat on them, you know, but I don't think we have to. I think they're doing the right thing. I think it took them a while to come around, but they are doing the right thing. I think a lot of it was because of the public pressure.
Why do you think they amended it to include a lieutenant governor and the governor in the same?
I think what they were trying to do, quite frankly, was take a real stab at the lieutenant governor. But the lieutenant governor has been frank on this for a long time, and he said he ought to be subject to recall as well. I'm not sure the way they've drafted it is exactly correct, but I don't think anyone's going to challenge it, quite frankly. Frankly, I had the judges included. They put him back in. I've got no problem with that. And they've also included locals. I never in my wildest dreams thought that I'd be able to pass it with locals. I think by being what they've done, they've actually made the bill much grander than I think I could have passed originally. And I think because of their actions, we're going to get a much more comprehensive bill. And I want to thank them for that. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll do everything I can to get it passed. I think it's a better bill. I would have liked to have gone that far, but I didn't think I could. And that's why I said at the beginning, I was trying to keep our own house clean. But I knew it was controversial, so I was trying to take a smaller step, and I left it open specifically in the way I'd written it to go back later for locals. But if they want the locals now, God bless them. Absolutely. Originally. But now I think I will. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, everybody knows about it now. The senators are going to be voting for it. It'd be very difficult for their House members not to.
I've heard calls into question into the constitutionality of it. If it does, you know, become law and doesn't change the Constitution, and let's say they were to recall Governor Boyevich, that it might be like a retroactive thing, or like he was grandfathered in, so it wouldn't be constitutional. Have you heard that?
No, it's not. I just read the bill. There's nothing in there which is retroactive.
Completely.
Yeah.
So you're saying that if the Senate votes for their version as it is right now and passes it over to the House, you believe the House will pass that same version?
Yes. I do. One of those 2 days.
If you were meeting Saturday, Sunday?
I don't think that people are going to not show up for a vote of this magnitude. I think we have very conscientious members who take their job very seriously. And I know we all have things planned for this weekend. It's one of the few things we have open until we're going to be here overtime. I think people are very conscientious here and will put away their personal, their stuff. I know there's weddings and bar mitzvahs and whatever it might be, and they're going to miss those to be here. That's part of the job, unfortunately. I mean, it's a sacrifice, but I think they'll make it.
Is Sunday or Monday?
Sunday, I think. The way I'm reading the Constitution, I think it's Sunday. I don't think they count it business days. I don't believe it. I think it's May 4th because I'm worried about the 6 months. I don't think they do it by a business day. Right. Right. I think it's been a contentious issue where people who didn't want it to pass have been maneuvered in such a situation that it looks though as it may now. I think they're trying to make it as difficult as possible. And that, I mean, if they really wanted to get this done, they could have called it. We were in committee 2 weeks ago. The amendment could have been on that next day. They could have voted on it that 2 weeks ago or even Tuesday of this week. So we could have had a reading on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and been done. So they're trying to make it as difficult as possible. I understand that. That's sort of a punishment. But, you know, that's okay. I mean, that's their prerogative. But, you know, we'll respond to the challenge. I don't think it's a game of chicken. I just think it was people who didn't want the bill to pass were doing everything they could to stop it.
Do you think the movement, especially yesterday's movement, was provoked by, like, people are getting heat, lawmakers are getting heat?
Absolutely. I don't think it would have passed otherwise. I really think they saw, I mean, this has been very high profile for the last few weeks, and it's not like someone can hide behind it. And we were exposing, you know, the parliamentary maneuvers and things that people have done to try to derail bills in the past, and we weren't going to allow that to happen and let it go without a fight. And I think by shining a bright light on it, it brought a lot of attention, and it's hard to hide.
This passes, what do you think it'll do for just the question of impeachment? So you think it'll take,
I think it's a separate issue. I think it's a separate issue. Yeah, and I set it up yesterday just because I wasn't sure what was going to happen, but right now we're not sure, so I want to wait till I might do one tomorrow, depending on if they pass the bill. If they send it to us.
Can you tell me what a resistance
bill
is?
We have to have it three readings. No, we'd have to be here. We'd have to be here all weekend, assuming we get it tomorrow. If possibly, we could be able to get out by Saturday, depending on when we get it. I met with Emil yesterday, and I asked him to amend mine. I said it'd be cleaner and quicker, and argument he gave was, we can't, Trotter's not here. I said, come on, Emil, the chairman can do it, another sponsor can do it, it's not a problem, you know. It's all right, no harm, no foul. I don't care whose bill it is, you know, which I'm not touching it. We're not going to waste the time, and frankly, they've expanded it better beyond my wildest dreams, so. Nope, I'm the sponsor. Oh yeah, I'm not going to let him. I'll ask. No way. No way. All right. Yeah, I hope not.
Well, I hope so.